Trump's hyperliquid plan hits a wall of existing U.S. law. President Trump said this week that CFTC Chair Mike Selig is working to bring the offshore derivatives exchange hyperliquid onshore in a fully compliant and legal fashion. A former federal prosecutor pushed back within hours. In a CoinDesk segment posted August 24, 2026, Renato Mariotti argued the claim does not hold up against the statutes the CFTC actually operates under. The disagreement matters because it exposes how far the gap runs between political intent and the legal machinery that would have to carry it. Hyperliquid runs as an on-chain perpetual futures venue. It settles trades through smart contracts rather than accompany matching orders on a server. That design is the entire problem for a compliant onshore plan. U.S. derivatives law was written around registered intermediaries. And a protocol with no central operator does not map cleanly onto any of the categories the CFTC can license. The registration problem has no obvious defendant. Under the Commodity Exchange Act, a venue offering leveraged derivatives to U.S. persons generally has to register as a designated contract market or a swap execution facility. Both require a legal entity that runs the market, holds custody or clearing arrangements, surveils for manipulation, and answers to the regulator. Mariotti's point is that Hyperliquid, as an on-chain protocol, has no single operator that fits this mold. You cannot hand a registration certificate to a set of smart contracts. This is not a paperwork delay. The compliance obligations attached to registration, customer identification, position limits, record keeping, market surveillance, assume an operator capable of enforcing them. A permissionless protocol that anyone can access through a wallet has no gatekeeper to perform those functions. Bolting that gatekeeper on would change what Hyperliquid is. Trump cannot rewrite the statute by directive. A president can set enforcement priorities and can nominate regulators who share his goals. He cannot instruct an agency to grant a license the underlying law does not authorize. The CFTC's authority comes from Congress through the Commodity Exchange Act, and Selig, confirmed earlier this year, is bound by that statute regardless of White House preference. Two paths could close the gap. And neither is fast. Congress could pass legislation that creates a registration category built for decentralized venues, which is part of what the stalled Clarity Act was meant to address. Or the CFTC could attempt a rulemaking that stretches existing definitions to cover on-chain exchanges, a move that would invite immediate legal challenge and years of litigation. Mariotti's argument is that Trump described a finished outcome for a process that has not started and may not be legally available. The single company problem raised elsewhere. The legal objection lands alongside a separate concern that has surfaced in recent days: whether a policy shaped around one named protocol is sound to begin with. Critics have argued that any onshoring framework should apply to a class of venues, not a single favored project, to avoid the appearance of the government picking winners. That framing turns the Hyperliquid plan from a technical question into a governance one, and it complicates the just make it compliant story further. For the CFTC, the cleaner route is the one it has already signaled it might take. Write general rules for on-chain derivatives and let any qualifying protocol come into scope. That approach avoids singling out one venue but reintroduces the timeline problem because general rulemaking is slow and contestable. Reading the market signal crypto prices did not treat the comment as a catalyst. As of August 24, 2026, Bitcoin traded near $77,205, down 0.1% on the day, but up roughly 22% over the week, while Ether sat around $2,437 and the Fear and Greed Index read 78, firmly in greed. The muted daily reaction is itself the tell. Traders are pricing the announcement as intent, not as a regulatory fact with a date attached. That skepticism is reasonable. Onshoring a decentralized derivatives exchange under current law is a legal question with no settled answer. And the people who prosecute and defend these cases are saying so out loud. Until either Congress acts or the CFTC publishes a rule that survives challenge, fully compliant and legal describes a destination, not a route. The distinction has real stakes for anyone routing crypto through on-chain venues or spending from wallets connected to them. Regulatory clarity determines which platforms U.S. users can touch without legal exposure, and a claim of compliance that outruns the statute can leave users guessing about what is actually permitted.